Yes, well, I mean, yes, it is a big story in athletics from an Irish perspective this weekend. I mean, she finished seventh in the London Marathon and a 2:24 time, 2:24.11, a 57th PB for her. Yes, she is from Belmullet, and she has been living for 17 years now in Australia, but she's very, very much a Mayo woman, really. Very interesting. Her time, I say 2:24.11, is the second fastest ever by an Irish woman. She's a mother of two. She's 42 years of age. It's an unbelievable run. It's a run that's been coming for some time from her. She has ran, in fact, the fastest ever by an Irish woman for a half marathon of 68-odd minutes. And, you know, the big message out there, she's a mother of two. She went to America, or went to Australia about 17 years ago. She has two children now, and she still works. She works from about 11 to 5 each day. She does most of her training in the mornings, and she's a member of Nick Badeau's training group in Melbourne, and that's Sonia O'Sullivan's husband, of course. And, you know, she came on the scene from an Irish perspective and to the notice of Irish selectors before the Berlin World Championships. Ireland did not select her, and they bloody well regret that for the rest of their life now, because she then declared for Australia. But she is very much a Mayo woman, very much a Belmullet woman, but, you know, she had needs must, and she had to get out on the big stage. Now, she has qualified today, finishing in the top 10 today in London. That's one of the big key marathons, world marathons. Finishing top 10 today qualifies her for the Olympic Games in Tokyo. So she may indeed be the only Irish stroke Australian running for Australia, obviously, but the only Irish marathon runner at those Olympics, because recently Fiona Britton ran a marathon in Boston. She finished 11th, so she was just one place away from a qualification spot for Tokyo. So it's a brilliant run. 2:24 for a marathon at 42 years of age, the second fastest ever. And of course, the fastest ever was a 2:22-odd marathon by Katrina McKiernan some years ago now. But it's a serious, serious run. And, you know, it's a big news story. Of course, her father's from Donegal, a Gador man, and the mother's from Belmullet. And her mother and her father and her sisters and her brother were all on the sidewalk today shouting her on. Other news from that marathon, well, Chariot, the Kenyan girl who many, many years ago won the Finn Valley 5K on St. Stephen's Day, Chariot won the marathon. Once again, the Kenyan athlete. And it's very interesting. Chariot is just an unbelievable athlete, which is coached by Ricky Sims, of course, and we have another Donegal connection there. She's been coached by Ricky Sims for many, many years. Olympic and a world champion indeed as well, and coached by an Irish coach, which is a big story, and to beat a Donegal man. So it's a big story for her. Kipchoge, probably the greatest marathon runner of all time, won his fourth London Marathon, which is just unbelievable. He holds the world record at 2:01-odd for the marathon distance, and he's just one of those unbelievable athletes. Mo Farah finished fifth. He finished fifth in the race, and you know, the British are trying to make excuses for him there at the moment on TV and stuff. But basically, Kipchoge is in a different world, an absolutely different world from the rest of the world in terms of male marathon running. So a brilliant performance. But the news from an Irish perspective, and the news that's hitting and tweeting and Facebooking all over the world right now, is about a Mayo woman from Belmullet, Sinead Diver.
Yeah, Patsy, interesting, you know, when you're introducing her, she's a mother of two, and she still works, and she's recorded this unbelievable time. Can you put your finger on how she might have managed that?
Well, she built up over many, many years. You know, she's just started this like a lot of people do, even here and everywhere else, just started getting fit and running. And, you know, she wouldn't traditionally have been a runner when she left Ireland or back in Ireland. As I say, she's 17 years in Australia, but, you know, she just began and built in more recent years. I mean, she's ran on the track. She's ran under 32 minutes for 10K. And as I say, she's a 68 minute runner plus for half marathon. Indeed, as I said earlier in my report, you know, she has the fastest ever half marathon time by an Irish woman ever. And that's only in the last couple of years, which is within around 40 years of age. So, you know, all those people that are running there, and we're talking age and everything else, she's a great great example of what can be achieved. And as you say, you make a very good point, Patrick. She's working 11 to 5. She had been working a shorter, met her in London, actually, and we talked just sitting around, and she's since been working and stuff, but she had been working less hours. But then she went back to working a longer day, and she's now, as I say, working 11 to 5, and a lot of her training is done in the mornings.
And tell me, Patsy, from your point of view, Ireland didn't select her to compete. Any reason behind that, you feel?
No, well, really, basically, it's probably now you look back on it and say it was a serious mistake. Ireland, she would have had the qualifying time for Ireland to go to those World Championships, but Ireland, the Irish Athletics Federation, had toughened the standard. In other words, you had to run a faster time than that required by the world governing body. So at now, when you look at it in perspective, and it's easy to look at things in perspective, you know, to be honest, she it was a mistake by Ireland, because they just lost a great marathon runner.
Definitely, Patsy. Well, as you say, age is just a number, and hopefully we'll see a lot more runners out, and we never know, we could get someone trying to beat that particular time. But what a time. 2 hours, 24 and 11 seconds. Unbelievable.
And, you know, Patrick, just I'm interrupting you, but just to make that link very strong, that Donegal link with her father, and make that very, 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 very clear link with Chariot, the women's winner, coached by the Milford man, Ricky Sims.